You know that specific frustration when you stumble across a product. Maybe it's a piece of software or, some niche tool, and it's arguably the best thing in its category. It just
The
works.
classic hidden gem.
Exactly. The hidden gem. But then you look at their blog and the last post was from like 2019,
Right.
or you try to find a tutorial on YouTube to see how a feature works and there's just silence. Or maybe a video recorded on a potato 5 years ago.
It's the engineering paradox. You see this constantly in B2B. You spend 100% of your energy building the thing and making it perfect.
And you have zero left to tell anyone it exists.
Exactly. Zero energy left.
Right. And that is the tension we are exploring today. We are doing a bit of a theoretical mashup in this deep dive. We're taking a very established, serious education company, AB Tutor,
Yeah.
and we're looking at what happens when you plug them into a completely different kind of machine, the Auto Content API.
This is a fascinating collision because on one side you have AB Tutor, and based on the research, these guys are like the heavy lifters of the classroom. They do what they call teacher-shaped software.
Teacher-shaped. I love that phrase in the notes.
It's great, isn't it?
It implies a certain, ruggedness.
It does. It means they handle the messy reality of schools, safeguarding students, controlling screens, managing, attention spans. They are used by multi-academy trusts, districts, huge networks
Globally.
globally. They are
Huh.
effectively the adults in the room for digital classroom management.
And then on the other side, we have the Auto Content API. Now, I have to be the skeptic here for a second. When I hear auto content, I immediately think
Spam.
spam. I think of generic hallucinating chatbots just churning out garbage. But the source material describes this as infrastructure.
And that's the key distinction. It's why we're talking about it. This isn't a tool where you type a prompt and hope for the best. This is a factory line. It's designed to take raw data text, PDFs, messy notes, your existing high-quality material, and transform it
Into what?
into multimedia assets at an industrial scale.
So the mission for today is to see if we can solve that hidden gem problem. Can a company like AB Tutor use this infrastructure to go from being a quiet expert to a multimedia
No,
powerhouse?
can they do it for pennies?
And this is the part that frankly sounded impossible in the reading. Can they do it for literal pennies?
That's the promise. We're not talking about shaving 5 minutes off writing a tweet. We're talking about fundamentally changing the economics of how a company speaks to the world.
Okay, let's unpack this. But before we get to the solution, I want to understand the pain point better. Why is it so hard for a company like AB Tutor to just make more content? They have the stories, right?
They have incredible stories. If you look at their site, they have case studies like standardization pays dividends for Stroud High School. They have success stories from Fairlot Primary. These are real wins where they save schools money or protected kids.
So proof that the software actually works.
Exactly. But here is the bottleneck. And the source material refers to this as content saturation.
Content saturation. Okay.
Yeah. The problem isn't distribution. You can upload a million videos to YouTube today if you want. I mean, this shelf space is infinite.
But the production line is
Precisely.
jam-packed.
Think about the traditional workflow. You have that PDF about Stroud High. It's a great PDF. But to turn that into a blog, you need a copywriter. To turn it into a podcast, you need a studio, mics, hosts,
The
editors.
production.
It's a whole thing. And to turn it into a video, it's a whole crew, lighting,
And
scripting.
the costs listed in the source material were, honestly, they made me wince a little. Are they accurate?
They're realistic for B2B. Outsourcing a single high-quality podcast episode can range from $100 on the very, very low end to $15,000 if you want the full NPR-style production. A professional video case study, you're looking at $3,000 to $10,000 easily.
So if you're AB Pooter and you're not Google or Microsoft with money to burn, you do the math. You say, okay, we can afford to do one of these.
Right. And you usually just write the blog post because it's cheapest. You put it on LinkedIn. And you leave the audio audience, the people listening on their commute,
And the video audience.
and the video audience, people scrolling on their phones, completely on the table. You are effectively whispering in a very noisy room.
Enter the Auto Content API. The source material describes an API-first approach. Now, for the non-technical listeners, API usually sounds like headache,
Right.
but here it sounds like a magic button.
It's essentially a pipeline. You feed something in one end and something else comes out the other. The source talks about treating content as data transformation, not creative writing.
Okay, so let's play this out with the Stroud High School example. In the old world, that case study is a PDF just collecting dust on a website.
Right. And let's be honest, nobody reads PDFs on their commute.
No. So what happens in the auto content world?
AB Tutor takes that PDF. They don't hire a script writer, they don't hire actors. They feed the file into the API. The system analyzes the text, understands that standardization saved the school money.
It pulls out the key points.
It identifies the key quotes and then it synthesizes it.
Synthesizes what exactly?
First, audio. It instantly generates a conversational podcast. Conceptually, just like the one we are doing right now.
Wait, what?
Two AI hosts discussing the Stroud High case study, debating the points, explaining the value.
Hold on. You're saying it generates a dialogue, not just one robot voice reading the text out loud.
Correct. It's designed to be engaging. It simulates a dynamic conversation to unpack the case study. It adds an intro, outro, cover art, even updates the RSS feed.
So suddenly that dry PDF is a 10-minute episode on Spotify.
Exactly.
That is wild. But you mentioned video too.
Simultaneously, it can take those same insights and generate a vertical video, a short for TikTok or YouTube Shorts. It pulls stock footage, maybe uses an AI avatar to present it, captions it, and gives you a 60-second summary designed for the infinite scroll.
And the million-dollar question, or I guess based on what you said earlier, the $10,000 question, what does this cost? Because if this is enterprise tech, it usually comes with an enterprise price tag.
This is where the economics they break. The Auto Content API operates on credits. A full podcast episode is about 10 credits. A short video is around 400 credits.
Okay, translate that to cash for me.
On their standard business plan, 400 credits is roughly 4 euros.
Wait, 4 euros?
4 euros. You are getting a video asset that might have cost 3 grand to produce manually for the price of a latte.
And the podcast.
That's literally pennies. It's around 10 cents.
That's aggressive. That almost sounds too cheap to be good.
It's disruptive. It relies on the falling cost of compute. But for a company like AB Tutor, it means they could effectively have a Stroud High success story, podcast, video, and blog post.
All generated in the time it takes to drink that latte.
Exactly.
It creates that thing the marketing gurus always talk about, omnichannel ubiquity.
Right. You are meeting the customer where they are. If a school administrator is a podcast person, you're there. If a young teacher is on TikTok, you're there.
And you didn't have to hire three new departments to do it.
Not at all.
I want to drill down on another marketing aspect here because it's not just about case studies. I was looking at AB Tutor's feature list. They have these powerful words: control, safeguard, demonstrate.
Strong verbs.
Strong verbs, but abstract. If I'm an IT director, safeguard could mean anything from a firewall to a content filter. I need to see it.
And that is usually where you lose the sale. If the user has to read three paragraphs of text to figure out what safeguard
They
means,
might just bounce.
they're gone.
So how does the API help there?
The source mentions an explainer video endpoint. Theoretically, AB Tutor could point the API at their specific feature pages. The API crawls the page, reads the description of safeguard, looks at the screenshots, and automatically generates a 60 to 90 second explainer video.
Just from the landing page text.
Yes. It visualizes the concept. And the data in the source material on this is pretty wild. It talks about dwell time.
Dwell time. It sounds like loitering. Why does this matter?
In the eyes of Google, loitering is good. Dwell time is how long a user stays on your web page. Google watches this like a hawk.
Right.
If people land on your page and leave in 10 seconds, Google thinks your page is bad. If they stay for 2 minutes, Google thinks you're a genius.
And video keeps them there.
The source says having video makes a page 53 times more likely to rank on page one of Google.
53 times. That sounds like a made-up statistic.
It sounds high, but think about your own behavior. If you see a wall of text versus a play button, what do you click?
I click play every single time, especially if I'm tired.
Exactly. It reduces friction. For that busy IT director, watching a 1 minute video about safeguarding is infinitely easier than reading the documentation.
So you rank higher and you explain your value faster.
Double win.
Okay, so we've covered marketing and sales in English, but I noticed a detail in the AB Tutor notes. They are based in the UK, registered in Surbiton, but they claim to serve schools to universities across the globe.
That's a huge part of their identity, global reach.
But global reach usually comes with a massive headache: language. I mean, if you want to sell to a school system in Spain or Japan or Brazil, you can't just shout at them in English.
Traditionally, no. You need localization. and that is incredibly slow and expensive. You have to hire translators, then voice actors for the dubbing, then editors to sync the lips.
It's a logistical nightmare.
It is. So usually companies just don't do it. They have an English site and maybe, you know, Google Translate button.
Which is not great.
Not great. But the Auto Content API supports over 50 languages. And we're not just talking about subtitles here.
We're talking about audio.
Full audio and video synthesis. So let's go back to that Stroud High case study. In the same workflow, AB Tutor could say, generate this in English. Okay, now generate in Spanish. Now French. Now Japanese.
And the voices, I mean, do they sound robotic?
The source claims they are native sounding. So you can have a podcast episode where the hosts are speaking fluent Spanish, discussing the benefits of AB Tutor's classroom management.
That's incredible. So a team in Surbiton can sound local in Madrid or Tokyo without ever hiring a local agency.
It multiplies their total addressable market overnight. You are no longer limited by your team's linguistic skills. You are only limited by where the software can technically be installed.
I want to pivot here because selling the software is only half the battle, maybe less than half. AB Tutor talks a lot about being teacher-shaped.
Right. Fitting into the teacher's life.
And having been around teachers, my sister is a teacher. I know one thing for sure. They are exhausted.
Time poor. Incredibly time poor.
So if I'm a teacher and I need to figure out how to use the demonstrate feature to show my screen to the class, the last thing I want to do is sit down and read a 50-page PDF manual.
Yeah.
You just won't do it. You'll just not use the feature. Or you'll file a support ticket asking someone to explain it to you.
Which costs the company money. Every single support ticket is a cost.
Exactly. And this is where the Auto Content API positions itself as an enterprise alternative to something like Google's Notebook LM. We've seen those audio overviews going viral recently.
Yeah, where people turn their diaries into podcasts.
That, but for business. AB Tutor could feed their entire technical support documentation into the API.
And create an audio user manual.
Imagine a teacher driving to work. It's 7:30 a.m., they know they have to run a digital collaboration session at 9. Instead of panic reading a PDF in the parking lot,
right.
They listen to a 5-minute deep dive podcast on how to use AB Tutor collaboration tools during their commute.
That is actually teacher-shaped support. It fits into the empty spaces of their day.
And not just audio. The source mentions creating step-by-step video tutorials from tech support articles.
Which connects to that testimonial in the source from Lighthouse Legal. They said, our onboarding finally has clear explainers, fewer support tickets already.
That is the holy grail for a software company.
Yeah.
If you can reduce support tickets because your content is so good that users solve their own problems.
You save money on support staff while making your customers happier.
It's a double win.
There is another layer here that I think is really cool for an education company specifically. The Auto Content API has specific features for education quizzes, study guides, timelines.
It does. And this is where AB Tutor could go from being just a software vendor to being a true partner.
Because they aren't just selling a tool, they are selling a better classroom environment.
Exactly. The API has a deep research endpoint. Now, this is important. This isn't just ChatGPT riffing off the top of its head.
Okay.
The source says it uses agents to browse the live web, read reputable sources, and cross-reference claims.
So it's accurate, which is non-negotiable for schools. You can't have AI making up facts in a classroom.
Right. So AB Tutor could use this to create value-add content. Imagine a weekly EdTech update podcast produced by AB Tutor.
Oh, I see. So they set the API to scan the web for news on digital safety or classroom management trends.
Yes. The API finds the news, synthesizes it, cites the sources, and generates a podcast and a video summarizing the week's top stories for teachers.
And AB Tutor just publishes it.
They become a thought leader. They stay mentally available to their customers. Even if a school isn't buying software that week, they are listening to the AB Tutor podcast to stay informed.
That is brilliant content marketing, but I have to play the skeptic again. This sounds complicated. API, endpoints, webhooks.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm the marketing manager at AB Tutor and I'm used to MailChimp and WordPress, do I need to learn Python to do this?
That's the beauty of the modern API. The source emphasizes that while developers love it, it's designed for no-code ecosystems.
Like Make.com or Zapier?
Exactly. The source describes a headless workflow. You could literally set up a watch folder in Dropbox.
A watch folder, like just a folder on my desktop.
Yes. You create a folder called New Case Studies.
Hmm.
You drag a PDF into it. That action triggers the API.
Okay.
The API wakes up, ingests the PDF, makes the podcast, makes the video, and then using those integrations could automatically upload them to YouTube and Spotify.
So the human interaction is just dragging and dropping a file.
That's the automated enterprise vision. You aren't handcrafting every asset. You are designing a machine that builds the assets for you.
There's one other technical term in the source that sounded like a superpower: programmatic SEO, or PSEO.
Ah, PSEO. This is the massive growth lever. But it can be a bit dense.
Break it down for us. How would AB Tutor use that? Because usually SEO means writing a blog post and hoping for the best.
Well, think about what people search for. A science teacher might search for classroom management software for science labs.
Right.
A primary school head teacher might search for safeguarding software for primary schools.
Specific queries. Long tail keywords.
Very specific. Now, traditionally, you can't write a unique blog post for every single subject and school type. It would take forever to write AB Tutor for math, AB Tutor for art.
You'd never get it done. You just have a generic homepage.
Right. But with PSEO and the Auto Content API, you can scale this.
So they could generate thousands of landing pages.
Yes. They could generate a unique page for art teachers, math teachers, universities, trade schools, and importantly, and this is the kicker.
What?
The API would populate each page with unique audio and video content relevant to that specific query.
So wait, if I search for AB Tutor for math class, I land on a page that not only has text about math, but has a video showing it used in a math class.
Correct. The API generates the specific asset for the specific page.
Isn't Google going to hate that? Isn't that just spam?
Not if the content is high quality. Google hates thin content pages that are just copies of each other with one word changed.
Mm.
But if the video is unique, the audio is unique, and the text is valuable, Google sees that as a rich resource. You dominate the search results for every possible variation of your product's use case.
It's like casting a net with 1,000 hooks instead of just one line.
That's a perfect analogy.
Yeah.
And because the cost of production is so low pennies, remember, you can afford to cast those 1,000 hooks.
It really does feel like moving from a craftsman's workshop to a factory floor.
It is. And that's the synthesis here. AB Tutor has the teacher-shaped expertise. They know the pedagogy. They know the pain points. That is the soul of the content.
And Auto Content API is the engine.
It's the industrial engine that takes that soul and scales it. It turns one idea into 20 assets. It turns one language into 50. It turns a manual support ticket into an automated video guide.
So if they adopt this, they move from what the source calls a manual craft model of marketing to an automated enterprise.
Which theoretically lowers their customer acquisition costs significantly. If you can produce content for cents, you can afford to fail. You can afford to experiment.
And cover every inch of the market. And you improve support for those tired teachers at the same time.
Ideally, yes. You give them information in the format they actually have time to consume.
It's a compelling vision. It makes you wonder how much knowledge is currently trapped in PDFs and manuals just because it's too expensive to liberate it.
That's the real tragedy of the content bottleneck. Good ideas die in bad formats.
Well, that is a perfect place to leave it. We've seen how a classroom management tool could potentially transform itself into a multimedia powerhouse using this new infrastructure.
It's a brave new world for content.
So here is the question I want to leave you with today. If a software company can turn its entire knowledge base, every manual, every case study, every blog post, into a Spotify playlist and a TikTok feed overnight for the price of a fancy coffee, what excuse is left for being the best kept secret in your industry?
That's the question everyone needs to answer.
Thanks for diving in with us. We'll see you next time.